All right, here we are on a Tuesday, January 28th, Josephine County Board of Commissioners Conference Room with the three commissioners and the mayor and city manager from the city of Grants Pass. Welcome, how are you guys?
Good morning.
Living the dream.
It's dreamy, it's a little foggy in your dream.
Well, yeah. We needed a little rain, so that's okay.
All right.
It wasn't raining when we walked over here, so yeah.
I was just commenting that we're less than 50% of our annual rainfall rate.
Oh, are we really? Wow.
And normally we're somewhere around 75.
I've been here for 70 years. I don't even listen to that anymore. When a drought is when I go to that faucet and dirt comes out. Until then, I'm just fine.
Jason Kennedy won't let that happen.
Yeah. South Middle School.
You may still want to filter.
You'll find it.
Dirt in the faucet?
Brown water comes out of the faucet.
That always cracked me up at the city
plumbing
meetings.
Problem. That's where
correct.
I'm are they on a well?
They are.
What abs. Well, glad to see you guys. Starting a new year, kind of a thick year politically, where we have two commissioners up for election. We have four councilors and a mayor up for election. We have our state reps, federal reps, president.
It's a big year.
It's a big year for
our levy.
Your levy, yes, and ours is the following year.
Yeah.
And so we're going to round some more corners here.
Some of the things that might be good, just speaking of the levy, is if and when you have an understanding of how long you might go, if you haven't come up with a permanent funding solution for your
I can answer that now.
Jail and juvenile,
right?
Then it would be nice if we can coordinate when you're going to, how long you're going to put your levy out.
Put
if you happen to know. So that will help us determine how long we do our levy, 3, 4, 5 years. So if there's could be any coordination on that would be helpful.
I think that's a wise thing. Otherwise, we're stuck responding to whatever you decide, right?
Right, and we want to coordinate what's in the best interest of the system, because it is a system, and we can't let either one of those things fail.
No, we can't.
Nope. Commissioner Morgan?
No, I was just thinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. And so you got to start.
That'll help. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. My personal help, I wouldn't speak for the other two commissioners, is that we're going to ask for a renewal on ours and not change the amount.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to ask an additional question for some services like full 24-hour sheriff patrols or whatever we feel the community might have an appetite for, then I think we'd ask that as a separate question. Say, let's renew the jail and juvenile. And ask a separate question if we want to try and fund something else. So that's my personal opinion. It's still a couple years out.
Yeah.
And I don't know what game changers will come along.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you can start preparing for now and then say if there's a question on a ballot coming up before you have to do your levy and you have that polling initiated?
Oh, an advisory question like?
Then you can go ahead and actually... If the community's wanting 24/7, then you could adjust the rate to accommodate that.
Could, but I'm still afraid of. I like the idea of renewal for the services that we've talked about, and I think it really was a big chance for the commission as a whole to prove to the community and the sheriff as well to prove to the community that we can be trusted with that, because I think there were some trust issues in the past that fed some of those levies not getting passed. And so, and it wasn't just trust of local government. I think there was a move of government in general.
Yes.
No.
And so I wouldn't put it to a specific person or place, but an overall frustration with government. And so, I was kind of surprised to see how soon yours was coming up.
I know.
Because I've lost some of your timelines.
Uh-huh.
And I saw it in the goal setting.
Our rate has been $1.79 for 12 years.
Is it 12 now?
Mm.
Wow.
It will be.
Yeah, it will be at the end of the term.
Yeah.
And a lot of that's economy, but I know that there's been times you've been dipping into the general fund as well.
A lot.
Yep. It's increasing that general fund dipping.
What is the 179 net you?
Oh, 5.8 or something like that.
Yeah.
Over the last 12 years, what has the assessed value of your holdings gone from then to now?
I don't have that number, but
that's a number I'd be interested in. Every time I ask a question, nobody has that number, and I would really like to know that number, because yes, you stated $1.79, but your assessed value when you add all the construction and the urban growth boundary and everything else you put into that thing, it did not stay at 5 point something million.
No, it's gone.
It started out at 3 and now it's at 5. So when you go back to the people and say, we haven't raised it in that amount of time, they're going to catch you on it. So you better be ready for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The value of the $1.79 has increased, yes, because of property values and new construction. And that's, you know, I think it was 2.6 last year. I think this year we were projecting it being just under 3. So, and the year before that it was like 2.1 or something. So it's been in the twos of an increase.
I would like those numbers if you can get those for me. Just have something to look at of what it was 12 years ago. What did your $1.79 at that assessed level?
I would go to your
probably just the
your assessor's office. Yeah, and that's where I would get it. So
don't trouble yourself with it. All
okay.
I love it.
But that would be potentially good from a forecast for when you're looking at your levy and what you can potentially anticipate.
That too. Okay.
So the costs have gone up too.
Oh yeah, yeah. They go up and increase sometimes.
And the requirement,
huh?
You have more police now than you did then.
Absolutely.
Because you have to.
Yep. Yeah. Probably 20-25% more. Just as a rough guess.
Over the 12 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that percentage is, but we have increased over 12 years.
Yeah, we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a call from Chief Hensman.
Yes, Juan, thank you for that.
Yeah, about the leaving the Justice Building over here.
Yes.
Is still delayed a bit, and so we kind of, I guess we're praying for no rain for Monday. That might be the next opportunity.
Yeah. Right.
Is what I heard. And if not then, it's undetermined.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, unfortunately, we just can't take the risk of voiding the warranty on that asphalt if we don't pave, if we pave in unpreferred climate
situation.
You're
giving them a
date. Yeah.
You're giving them an opportunity to walk through it from now on. Well, you didn't do it where we wanted you
right.
to do it, so therefore we're not going to work.
Whereas it should last 20 years or better.
Yeah. But I'm glad we brought that up because we, as a board, gave you 2 weeks into the new year.
Yeah.
And now we're at a month into the new year, and we're going to be probably another 2 weeks to a month into the new year. And I have an invoice right here of what a monthly rate is.
Yeah. And so the chief and I agreed he'd just pay month to month.
Yeah.
We'll just pay month to month.
That's where we want to go.
Yeah.
If that's okay with you, I think. But
well,
we need to have that discussion.
We think that it's very accommodating of the board to be a partner in this, recognizing that the hardships occur when these things happen. Yeah. And unfortunately, the weather permitting hardship and a couple other things we ran into. But
and you were a pretty solid tenant for 50 years. So.
Yeah.
and you need to realize we're ready to go on a whole bunch of stuff, and you're holding us up.
Come on, play along.
He almost delivered.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, we're trying to do it with a straight face, right?
But we are planning the space.
You know what? There was,
don't get me wrong.
There was even new information that came up.
That.
There was even new information yesterday that came up that we can take into consideration for some of our other departments. So, you know, maybe the delay was a good thing because we didn't move and then go, oh, I would have liked to have known that information sooner. So there's a purpose, there's a reason.
Yeah.
And,
and we're fine. I don't have a problem with it.
And we preserved the parking as well in the same discussion.
Oh, no, we kicked you out of the back parking lot. It was just this notch.
Just to let you know, there's an invoice coming for January 2020.
What's coming for January?
An invoice coming to you for January 2020.
Understand.
Yeah.
Just so.
Yep.
Understood.
Okay. No, and we are looking forward to what opportunity it gives us as an organization to move some things around.
Yeah.
And we need another courtroom. We've added another judge. I think they're talking about one more. And we need a better jury room. Would they have to all walk to Ann Basker?
Yeah.
And so we're going to
that's
really
neat.
Utilize that space.
That'll be
and
good.
I think our community, unfortunately, has grown in that side of our culture, the law enforcement and criminal justice side. We have a lot. Unfortunately, right now we're having trouble recruiting assistant district attorneys.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Four vacancies right now.
Wow.
I think we just fixed part of that.
Yeah, by adjusting the purse.
We had two that really looked promising, and then when they found out that we're one of the only counties that doesn't pay the 6% PERS.
Yeah.
They pay it out of there. We've corrected that. Now the county's going to pick that up.
Okay.
And so, you know, two of them that we thought were really good said, you don't what? I'm out of here. They pulled their ass.
Because it's almost a given everywhere else.
It is. Well, yeah, especially in the I-5 corridor.
Yeah.
Some of Eastern Oregon counties.
Eastern Oregon,
don't.
Some of them, but, you know, Walla, where I think it's Harney, and the only one up here is Hood River that's even close to us.
Walla probably only has a DA and one ADA.
Right.
I think, you know, we're going to get, the two organizations are going to get beat up, first off, for that building over there. And then whatever we do here, we're going to get beat at. But one of the things that both organizations are looking at is nobody should turn their blind eye to the fact that our population is starting to blow up.
Yep.
All over in little towns. They don't know what to do with. They've never had homeless, but now they've got homeless. Because why? We're getting an influx from everywhere for some reason. So I think we're really just ramping up for what's to come.
Yeah.
And maybe what we're doing, it's like expanding and remodeling Rogue Valley, Medford, Jackson County International Airport. It's almost as long as our website, as our email address. But anyway,
the old email.
They're almost to capacity now.
They're over a million passengers.
So they're almost to capacity now, and that was, 15, 20 years ago that they made that complete remodel, and whoa, is this going to last us? And it really didn't. So we're on the right track. Continue to take the heat, continue to get beat up, but I think we're, I think we're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So. No, I agree.
I have one, if it's okay.
You betcha.
I had a constituent in the other day who works down on the 4th and G Street intersection. Could you review the lighting down there? Not the signal lights.
But the acorn period lighting?
But the intersection lighting. Oh, the intersection he said lighting. He said, I work down there. When I walk to the thing, I said, you're not walking across there against the light. He goes, no, even with the light. People are turning. Uh-huh. And he says, I almost get knocked down there. He says, you can't really see in that intersection. Now, he's old like me, and I don't see as well at night as I used to. It may be just fine. I told him that I would talk to y'all when today came about.
Definitely.
Just look at it and see from the standpoint, is there different lumens or something that you can brighten that intersection up? I think with the foot traffic that I've witnessed going back and forth between Dutch Brothers, corporate headquarters, and all their offices are in the... A lot of their offices in the shopping center side of it, back and forth. During the day, that's fine, but they do a lot of that after hours too, especially in the wintertime.
Well, we're actually going through and we're working with Pacific Power right now. We're looking at potentially doing an all-at-once total LED transformation of all the street lights.
I saw that.
I thought they were in the power business and not the lighting business.
No, they pay $250 a month or something for each one.
Each light, yeah. It varies a little bit based on what the wattage and... I noticed
it the other day going out Rogue River Highway, and it was raining so hard that, and it was just pitch black, but the fancy pretty street lights on Rogue River Highway, I couldn't even see where the turn was to get into the store.
I get that too. I don't know whether LED is not as penetrating as incandescent or what. I don't understand lumens and pixels and all that.
The warmth of the light too makes a difference.
The color.
Well, they're so warm you can't see. I agree with you, Commissioner Morgan. There's times I drove home last night from Cape Junction, pouring down rain. There were parts of 199 where ODOT did an exceptional job of marking the reflectors in the lanes and the fog lanes. And there are some places like where you go into that passing lane just coming out of Wilderville, you come around that corner and it's gone. Yeah. You have no clue where that roadway went.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
You don't know that it says slower traffic, keep right, but there's no line to follow.
Yeah.
And the fog line's gone, and all I'm doing is staying to the right of the headlights coming at me. But I have no idea whether I'm going in the ditch or not. It was pretty scary.
Are you guys considering an acorn light upgrade at the same time? your historic acorn lights?
We are continuing to do that, but that's going to be not at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, near the same time.
Yeah, it's still one of our top goals is to continue.
Because that color change can drive some people nuts too. If you get all LED in one and you're still old school in another.
Yeah.
It can throw your eye off when you're looking. But I think that's a great plan. They already did the one by my house. My wife got them to do that. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's one.
Yeah.
Well, did it improve the visibility?
It did, actually.
Yeah, it'll save us money.
I just want to make sure that LED has such an improvement, not just a warm and fuzzy to save somebody a couple of bucks at the end of the month, but it does actually improve.
It's supposed to be better for traffic flow.
Yep. And the one way you can tell the difference, you look up into a Cobra light now, and it looks pretty bright, but you look up into an LED light. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I've got one of those flashlights. It's got a little square deal in the middle instead of a bulb.
That's an LED.
Holy!
I know.
Don't look into that.
Yeah, I set it down and it burned a hole in the Bondo on the side of my car. I went, what?
Oh my gosh!
No, it didn't. They're very cool. They don't.
But you can't really do the campfire scary story thing with those.
It's not.
You can, but your nose will get all sunburned.
Oh shoot! Well, glad to hear that.
Yes.
That will be a nice improvement.
We had like just a couple of items if you want us to go.
Sure.
Okay, so one is we do have on the February 5th meeting the resolution with regards to our memorandum of understanding between ODOT, the county, and the city for 199 Expressway memorandum of understanding. So I'm just wanting to throw that out there. We're ratifying that, and I'm guessing you'll probably have that on your calendar shortly also.
Can you send that over, a draft of it?
Once you guys adopt it on the 5th, you'll send it over for us to sign. Is that correct?
I was thinking ODOT was already working with you on that, but
I haven't seen anything.
I haven't heard anything.
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it in draft form before you guys.
Yeah, we can definitely.
You guys ratify it and bring it to us. We go, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was already
two governing bodies, right? Because we've both been working on that project.
We presume that you already knew about it.
And we're both.
They may have been talking to Rob Brandis, and we didn't catch the word yet.
Okay.
It can happen. Not likely. He's pretty good about communicating.
So basically what it is ODOT is wanting the three agencies to sign an MOU so we're all on the same page that, yes, we want to do the additional planning out there on 199 for the Y.
Okay.
Wait, for the Y or for the third line?
That's included.
It's the third phase of Alternative A is what they want. They want, that was a three-phase project, and we did one and two. We never did three. Because that was Alternative A. And I don't want them to come back and say, well, you signed an MOU saying that we want to go back to Alternative A, so we're going to put that big loop in and the frontage road and everything back the way it was. Because that is a non-starter again.
Yeah, we're not talking about going back to Alternative A, but to reassessing this.
Alternative A is open. We want to continue because that is still an open project.
Yeah.
That three-phase deal, phase three is still open. But we don't want it to be as it was proposed. And if MOU says, just the way you had it, nope, I'm not signing.
No, it's not that. It's just saying that, hey, we're on the same page. We all want to work towards a positive end.
There's no, as I recall, there's no definitive.
Nope.
Not. It's just an agreement to go forward and relook
at
it.
That's all it is.
Well, and I see they're moving stuff around and planting stuff in the Southwest.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The landscape plan. Yeah. But I also saw when somebody sent me the map that out of the, let's say, 9 triangles that are out there, I don't know how many triangles are out there, that they're only fixing like 6 of them. And so I didn't know if there was anything the city could do to at least make it one color, like rock or something. You know, is there something inexpensive we could do to finish that beautification, because it will be so much better with their beautification. But they're missing some of the large sliver where the weeds and stuff are at. And like when you get closer to the park, on the sides there, they're not much for improving or maintaining that. And so when you see those little 2 and 3 foot weeds, it's like, ugh, come on.
Yeah.
And so I know it's stepping on someone else's jurisdiction, but if there was a way. Anyway, to make sure that got captured in some of that so that we didn't have a patchwork of, hey, beautiful.
Make sure it's on the list. That
right.
That there's other parts of the project that we'd like to see some improvement on.
And one of the things I think, since we're talking about this, is important to note also is one of the council members' constituents talked to them about the why needing help. Mm-hmm. And then they were questioning, well, why, if we're going to redo the Wyatt someday, are we doing all this nice landscaping? And
it's
so
a long ways out.
That's basically the answer that we need to make sure
those
people understand.
Those plants will be long gone. Those will be logging a little seedlings we're putting in. That'll be old growth by the time you do a project to do that.
All especially right. In Southern Oregon.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, every time I drive by Central Point's on-ramps and off-ramps or Medford's, they just look really nice.
They do.
I guess all the ODOT guys live over there.
Yes, Roseburg. Look at Roseburg, where the district office is.
Nice. Yeah.
It's nice.
The hedges are perfect.
Even their homeless don't want to stay there because it's too upscale. They're not there. I'm going to go to Myrtle Creek. I can't live here. This is pretty nice.
Yep.
I've got pictures. I went from the border all the way to the other side of Roseburg taking pictures of every off-ramp and every intersection. I've got them in my camera. And I thought, you know what? And we get down to Ashland. It's kind of a desert motif. There's no greenery. But they have the shoots that come up. It looks like you're in Mesa, Arizona. No irrigation, no nothing, but man, it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they change the cattails are in adobe on the side of the overpasses. And even Seven Feathers has got Welcome to Canyonville etched in the side of their freeway overpass. And you go up to, do you ever go up to the north end where they've already done that overpass at 6th Street?
Yeah.
And you come off the freeway, and before you come under the overpass, I want you to look up. You know what you see? Rebar sticking out of the slab this far because they never finished it.
Oh, really?
And they call that, well, we do everything for you that we do for everybody else. Quite to the contrary. Their idea of landscaping at our north interchange is blackberries. We had I took pictures of it. We had all the requirements for Hampton Inn to do all the landscaping program in their parking lot and up to, and it stops. And what's that ditch full of? Cattails and Oregon blackberry with plastic bags stuck in it.
Yeah.
That's ODOT's responsibility. They don't even look at it. Yeah. That's scary. They've got junipers up there that if you count the growth rings, I mean, they were from the 40s, those junipers on the on-ramp.
Old growth. They have done some clearing in the bushes on the other side of the freeway heading towards Merlin.
Yeah.
There has been some clearing along there, and that was quite a campground for some. And so I was glad to see that.
Yeah.
They're doing it. I don't think they're doing it. There was some group, coalition formed to do the Bear Creek Greenway again to cut all that stuff down, and they spent a bunch of money. But it's going to grow back. I don't think the good folks are going to be able to take it over quick enough.
It's going to go back because we have an abundance of greenhouse gas that's making that stuff grow even more. It's good.
Dan's feeling feisty today.
Yep.
Good.
It's in the coffee there. Lily?
It was on the radio too, so it's good. His passion is coming out.
Yep.
It's good.
This is my pre-vacation mode.
Okay.
In other words, finally everybody's going to say, you need some time off.
So I
love it.
I've been doing this a long time.
I lost it. I have to find the coffee. Okay, regarding when we met last, 2 months ago, you mentioned that the city does not have plans for the fourth bridge right at the Y. Or the city will not be...
Or right at the fairgrounds.
Right at the fairgrounds, yes.
Yep.
And the comment was related to that right now as it stands, that funding would all fall on the shoulders of the city and it's not there. But from what I understand, it is still going forward in the transportation master plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if the city's not doing it, but it continues in the transportation master plan, that overlay is putting restrictions on land use on both sides of the river and such. I personally think there does need to be another bridge between the Caveman Bridge and the, you know...
Riverbanks?
Yes, exactly. It is a long way for the stuff to come off of all the farmland in between to come all the way into town and to make those curves of bridge and turn onto the street. But if the city isn't planning or pursuing a transportation funding for that location, if it remains in the transportation plan, that is going to be quite an impact on the rest of what's going on there. So I just thought I'd ask if you could clarify.
Sure. So it is responsible for
just
us.
Just a second. Let me add to that. Are you thinking of the, when you base SDCs on how much money you need, that the bridge puts $50 million in there that raises the rate, or?
Well, and it's just that. It affected the Grange that burned up on G Street. They couldn't rebuild on the site because there was a future road going through there.
Made that property absolutely not sellable.
As we are looking at the master plan for the fairgrounds and the impact of horse racing and all of that other, it will impact the lands around us and what we can do. And so I guess my ask would be is if it's not there, where else, so that we can have the best plan in the meantime, because we want to be moving forward in some of our other stuff. And it will put a hindrance on what we can do around there. I just want to make sure that we're communicating. It seems like the county's doing their transportation plan, you guys are doing yours, and then in the meeting I was like, well, the city's not going to do that. Okay, but why isn't the transportation plan? Because that puts an overlay restriction. So just kind of opportunity for us to figure out how best to grow.
Sure. So you want me to answer that, or Dan you have a comment before
I
do?
I just want a comment. We have an opportunity with our fairgrounds and the Racing Commission to put in a stellar facility out there, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in and says, no, we're going to condemn it, and we're going to take it from you because we're going to put our fourth bridge there because that's where we've always wanted to put it, and you didn't pay attention. I don't want that, the fact that it may be there 50 years from now, to hold up, because we're going to have, when we sign leases out there, they're generally for 40, 25, 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. And we are right now in a position that where we can do that, we don't need your permission to do anything.
Right.
I think one of the things that if we're going to leave it there, I think design needs to say that it is elevated so you can develop underneath it, like the aqueduct is over, or the viaduct is over in Medford. We're assuming everything's at ground level because that's the way it's going to be. When it doesn't need to be at ground level, if we pre-plan it, say, we're not going to let this bridge, future option of this bridge, when we put it in, we're going to have to adapt kind of to what's there. Myself, personally, only me speaking, I think it needs to go at Lathrop Landing. I don't think it needs to go there because it's you're going from, you're mowing down all kinds of right-of-way right through a residential district, down Lincoln Road, that's all brand new houses right past the All Sports Park, and you're going to carve out a pretty good section, come right straight across to hit Redwood Highway. Whereas if you went down further, we own Lathrop Landing, and you own across the river from Lathrop Landing. It's a very short hop across there. It's all bedrock at Lathrop Landing, and you could come in off of Pinecrest and go across the farmland. No harm, no
foul. Before it's developed and taking out houses. Well, I just want to make sure that we are thinking long-term.
Right.
That we're planning long-term and that we're working together in it. Yeah. And, it was in the paper recently about the Greenway expansion. Maybe paper or online, I don't recall which, but that the county was talking with Jackson County about the Greenway expansion in the path, but that the city's not doing that unless the county gets theirs in or something. And I'm like, well, I think that's what these meetings are for, so that we are talking about the impacts of.
I think the Greenway goes all the way to the bridge at Rogue River now, doesn't it?
All the way from Ashland all the way to there. And they want Josephine County now to bring it the rest of the way. And so
there were some issues with the railroad. We want about the only place when you get tied in out there at Spalding is to follow the railroad right away. Because how are you going to come up over Moon Mountain? I don't know. Maybe you skirt it or whatever. But if you were able to get alongside, and the railway says absolutely not for security reasons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Security reasons.
I think we have the will and the capability of working together to get the best solution, and not being at conflict, not being at a standstill. If we're intentional to communicate openly and clearly up front and get there. And I know there's been a lot of pressure for us to move our fairgrounds, and I'm not interested in that.
Not anymore.
No. I have seen such community
outreach
pride
support
increasing.
Yeah.
and community identity and increased desire to be out there. And I think we can, the nostalgia that is so symbolic of, well, our downtown, I was going to point to your logo, but that's, I mean, the wording is nostalgic.
Yes,
our logo had a nostalgia feel to it, was meant to be with the lettering of Josephine. For me, the usage of the fairgrounds when I was a kid, where I'd see football games, where I'd see graduations, where there were good concerts, where there was different activities, there's that momentum building again. And I think that the potential of us planning appropriately is there. So I just want to make sure that we don't somehow go, we lost an opportunity while both our transportation plans are still pending. That we don't lose an opportunity to make sure that, did we consider what we need to for the sake of
win-win. We also have an interested party that's willing to put a sizable chunk of personal income into that and can't own it, has to go to the county. So I don't want to, you know, to say, okay, this is what I plan to do over there, and then I'll say, oh, no. Like the Grange property, because I know who bought the Grange property, bought it with full intentions. And when the Grange wanted to rebuild out there, nope, the city said absolutely not. And they said, well, we can move it over here. Nope, you don't have enough parking. So the Grange sold it. They sold it to this friend of mine in Los Angeles. He's a big shot Volkswagen dealer. He has a house here, and he bought it. He goes, man, I better pick that up. And then he went to try to develop. Nope, that's going to be in the fourth bridge, and absolutely stopped him from doing anything there on something that probably won't happen for 40 years. But it, so it really devalued that property. Mm-hmm. It's not like, okay, put your parking lot there, but eventually we're going to carve that off of there, and because we, it's going to be in the future right-of-way. It's in the master transportation plan, but that's a felt pen on a map. And then it's kind of like the floodplain up there on Gilbert Creek. Ironically, the floodplain is exactly the width of a Scripto marker when it goes by my house. And nothing can, there's no flood possibility at my house. But, oh, you're in the floodplain. You've got to get flood insurance. I said, no, I don't. I'm not gonna. And I never did. But that's just a personal vote. I just think, and it sounds to me like you guys are aware of the fact that when we do have something and we bring it to you, I'm not really going to be interested. Oh, well, no, that's a, you know, when we have our developer decide this is what I want to do, I'm really not going to be interested in, no, you can't do that, because someday that's going to be where the spaceships are going to land.
I've seen that happen, but
no.
Yeah. And they were way out of town. They weren't in the middle of it. Yes.
Well, see, they didn't. Well, they couldn't land in.
Actually, I'm sorry. I misquote. I've seen a space shuttle take off, and it was out in the boondocks. I haven't seen one land. I've only seen one take off.
Well, the landing would be the spooky part to me. You only get one shot of that. Challenger 1, could you circle the airstrip and take another shot at that? No! Gravity just kicked in about 1,500 miles ago. I'm not going to go around.
I love it.
Quick question for you. Have you heard any updates on ODOT's plans for 6th Street? And I know at one point they were going to do bulb outs and such, but
yeah.
We continue to have issues with C Street and B Street with people crossing, and with it being three lane, people almost getting hit.
Let me hold you off there and let Aaron respond to that bridge debacle we were talking about.
I forgot.
About. Sure.
So there are, of course, we're both working on our master plans, and right now, with the way it is, I'm not a transportation engineer, but the likely location to help alleviate the transportation issues that we have is in that location where we're talking about right there.
Lincoln Road.
Yeah. What it looks like 40 years from now, 50 years, 60 years from now, I don't know. Maybe it would be better if it was more to the west. No. But right now, to alleviate the issues we have, that's the planned location for the bridge. Now, if we were to fix certain things and alleviate the need for a bridge by fixing the Y, that could potentially alleviate the need of building a bridge.
Or take the pressure off.
Or take the pressure off for even more years, decades.
Yeah.
And then the reality of financing the bridge is going to be extremely difficult. And that was my point, is the ability for the city to finance such a large capital expenditure is going to be difficult.
I don't think you have an appetite for it.
And
then,
it's no longer an ODOT road.
Yeah, so it's the city.
Yeah, the Lincoln got handed over, so.
So
our help from them goes down.
There are a lot of obstacles to building a fourth bridge.
When you get the bypass element of it, you try to buy, every town that's tried to bypass and go around it for to ease traffic in town gets an absolute Chamber of Commerce barrage.
Blitz.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Absolutely. This right here, ODOT going right through Grants Pass, best thing ever happened to downtown. You remove that?
Yeah. And I don't want people driving around our biggest city in our county.
I don't either. I want them to slow down and take the time.
But I think some improvements at the South Y could be the key answer, because it would be less money.
Yep.
And it would be ODOT involved, so we get the state involved, and all that really helps.
Yeah. But until that happens, we have to plan for a fourth bridge as an alternative.
Right.
Okay, I just when we come down to planning with our developer out there, and he says, well, I'm going to do this and do that and do this and do that, and this is where I want to do it, because now we're going to come off of this, and I got that deal that they have with moving the intersection over on Redwood Avenue takes up all the parking. Now you're going to have a parking requirement that we can't meet, so therefore the whole project dies because we let ODOT do what they wanted. That's what that's my biggest fear. I think what they have there, their plan is so ridiculous. And I wrote out something for Brandis.
You're back to alternative A?
Alternative A, with moving the intersection over there. I said, I'm not a traffic engineer, but I said, why do you want to move the intersection over? So we gain stacking at the intersection.
Right, you need stacking.
I said, why don't you buy that mobile home park, gone, buy two more lanes and have two lanes turning this way and two lanes turning this way, and you double your stacking and don't have to move the intersection. And Michael Black already fixed. City of Grants Pass already fixed that.
Mm-hmm.
And we retain the BMX track, we retain all of our county property. We don't have that loop around going with a frontage road. We have some pretty good sized plans going for where they want their frontage road, just so it ties into the parking lot and we get rid of it. We've got a way to get rid of it. If we do that, we'll get rid of that entrance to the fairgrounds off of 199.
Mm-hmm.
I mapped out, and it's strictly, I'm not an engineer. It's just my dream of what can happen out there and how it works. I gave it to Brandis, and he's going to have the guy draw it up and say, this is a potential, and they'll bring it back to us, say, is this something you think might work?
Right. At least consider, please.
That we want them to consider it. Rather than saying, no, our traffic engineer has got his PhD in Toyota Priuses. I don't know.
Right.
But this is what needs to happen. Excuse me. But however, I don't mean to pick on you again.
It's okay.
Since she bought that thing, I've been on her. Big bag over my head with two holes in it. Anyway,
so, anywho,
I don't know if they'll ever listen to it, but I think we need to supply them with something different, because I see a whole new front for that fairgrounds, and it doesn't include their frontage road.
Well, it's the perfect time to provide that information to the county, because we are jointly working on looking at the plans, and for the county to help convey
process. Together. Lay that thing out and say, okay, this is a healthy alternative, I think. Because I see it has another crossing across 199.
Mm-hmm.
And don't spend the money on moving that intersection. ODOT, you want to keep people off of 199? Build Schutz Wall through to Dowell. And then we'll connect in at McDonald.
Right.
Then all that property on that side becomes available for future residential development. And if you're coming in off of Allen Creek as a bypass,
Dowell already has a light that's
you
works.
Turn behind Albertsons and you come out at Dowell. You're taking the traffic off of Allen Creek and the main highway.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If you can go, if you can get to 199 at McDonald instead of going all the way to Allen Creek, you relieve it even more.
Yeah.
And all if right. you map it,
yeah.
it's
nope.
yeah. in sync.
Makes sense.
I don't know. We'll try.
All right. Let's move. Enough you want to talk about 6th and 7th, Willie?
Yeah, I talked to another citizen yesterday. I've talked to a couple others and just about the ability of getting yellow flashy lights. So that if a pedestrian's there, they can hit the button. And, you know, I went to SOU for grad school, and looking at the lights there, it's even as much as every intersection or everywhere there's a crosswalk that, and they're only activated. They do this in Salem at the Capitol. You hit the button is the only time they activate. So it just says, hey, there's the yellow flashies that someone, and when we have three lanes and people trying to cross, the first person may stop, the next lanes are bowling through and almost
especially if it's
people.
A big rig in that.
Yeah.
Ashland put those in over by Sauk, you know, along Siskiyou Boulevard there.
Yep.
And that, you know, about 20 years ago they did. And I thought, what's that flashing light? Oops, that's a crosswalk.
They have them by the Capitol in Salem too.
But they don't do that unless somebody's really going to go across the crosswalk.
Well, you have to hit.
See, I would add the caveat that it should be timed with the signals. Someone comes, presses it, it waits for the pack to go by. And then lets you across.
There are times of the day the pack doesn't go by. There are times
but
you actually.
But it would still, it'd still give people the same delay they experience at any other intersection.
I can't wait for our hub to move from down here because I see people walk out in front of the bus because it's in the crosswalk, and nobody can see them coming on.
Oh yeah.
So
when
that hub moves over, that's going to improve this.
When is that going to happen?
I was in Roseburg.
I haven't talked to anybody in a while.
It's supposed to this year.
But a while back. And I had to go downtown to a restaurant.
Yeah.
That is not what I want to see in Grants Pass. You talk about difficult to get around.
Oh, yeah.
Half the time, you think you're on a street, and you're not.
Yeah, you're in a bus lane, a bike lane.
You just drove over cobblestone crosswalk, and you had no idea. There's no rhyme or reason to why they did that other than it's cute. Is that gonna do Roseburg downtown any good? I really don't think it is. I think it's gonna be a hindrance. I'm not going down there.
Well, and they had a plan to do the North 6th Street bulb outs, but then they had that lawsuit that kind of changed their statewide view.
The ramps have to
be perfect and everything.
They
and
do.
A new perfect. And so did that just get thrown to the side for a while? Have you heard of any?
I've seen them scoping it up here.
No, the last report I heard is that coming up this spring is when they're looking doing the work.
Good.
Yeah.
So anything would help. More people are walking.
Yeah.
They are.
I've noticed.
One thing I want us to keep very, very keep in the front of your mind.
Yeah.
That ODOT would like nothing more than to give 6th and 7th to Grants Pass. Because what's his name, the other day at one of the meetings, in fact, it was a MPO meeting, and he said, and eventually ODOT's going to, we're going to surrender 6th and 7th Street to the city of Grants Pass. I said, you know, I didn't see a repaving project on that anytime soon. Well no, we're not going to repave it. I said, we're not going to take anything. I said, you're giving us a 25-year-old cracked up street? You want to redo that? Well, we'll give you a bunch of money. I said, no, you are going to do that first and bring it up to city standards and to highway standards and still give a bunch of money. But right now, we're not even talking about it. And that was old Mike Baker. And Baker has a tendency to slip stuff out that he hears at these meetings, and he's smiling the whole time. He forgets that he's not in a room full of ODOT people, that he's all of a sudden in the MPO. With a guy like Darren Fowler and Dan DeYoung and Rick Riker and Rob Brandison there, go, whoa, stop, slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
Same thing with Riverbanks and Lower River Road. But we're going to give the jurisdictional transfer will be Riverbanks and Lower River Road. Whoa, what did you just say? Riverbanks, where did that come from? Well, yeah, it's going to be both, and we'll give you $6.2 million. I said, cut it in half. You keep Riverbanks because that is a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow, is that a mess. We're interested in Lower River Road. Brandon didn't happen to be at that meeting. I told Rob. He goes, whoop, let's get that stopped.
Yeah.
But you got to watch it because Baker, I think, is in those meetings and it just rolls off the tongue, kind of like me. I don't know when to keep my mouth shut. But. Yeah, that's something you want to keep an eye out
definitely.
For this one out here.
And I always thought it would be a large bargaining chip for the South Y fix. If that's a $40 million project, that some jurisdictional exchange would keep you from having to come up with your $10 million of it or whatever.
$10 million is nothing.
I don't know.
$10 million is nothing.
I think coming up with bonding $10 million would be a better deal.
I know, right? These are just wild numbers. You had a couple things you wanted to discuss.
Yeah, let's see. A couple other things was emergency management. It sounds like we're going to have a joint presentation with Sarah and her crew when it comes to what is the policy board's responsibility in an emergency.
Right.
So
nice.
It'll be something that we'll get a joint meeting between the Board of Commissioners and City Council, and they'll present. So you have a general idea of what is your responsibility when an emergency is declared.
Right. And I think that's long overdue. That's going to be great.
That's going to be in February, I think, sometime.
Okay.
I don't have the date in my head right now. But and then
and we missed a joint meeting, so it'll be nice to get back into the rhythm of those.
Yeah.
Somehow. Anyway.
Then the other was talking, and maybe we can do this at the same time. The Housing Advisory Committee made a request. They wanted to have a presentation in front of both the Board of Commissioners and the City Council to talk about housing advisory issues and housing issues within the county and the city.
Right. Sounds good. And we maybe catch a CEDC report.
It'd be
well.
Best to do that too, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be best.
Because they've been talking a lot of housing.
Yep.
Yes, they have.
Yep. Just because of the economic impact
plus
of finding employees.
HAC.
Darren's involved in it, but I keep hearing some noise on joint economic development with an ask from the airports for a 150 commitment for 5 years from joint. I don't know what the city's thoughts on that, going to the airport and 200 or something to fairgrounds.
Right.
On economic development, from the economic development. Right now, our concern has always been, Commissioner Morgan, chime in whenever you want, but everybody says, yeah, well, let's take out economic development. Oh, it'll become the economic development. We just keep.
That's something that everybody,
50,000 here, 70,000 there, lighting at Jubilee Park, we'll take out economic development. And we do all this, but nobody seems to know what comes in and can we say we're going to do a 5-year commitment at $1.50 to the airport for 5 years. Every year it comes out. And I think you had a discussion.
Had a motion to ask the commission.
To ask the commissioners and the city council.
And we're gonna try to move that forward. The CEDC made the motion because the airport, Larry Graves came and gave a presentation that he needs the match money ready for the runway extension project and other projects. But that also leads into the water in the airport, the
sewer.
North Valley Sewer District, I saw made it on your guys' goal setting priorities. And so that's something we are definitely have to work on together because it affects us both and we can both contribute. And so I don't know if there's any appetite at the city to do something for the airports as well because it's not just a county facility, obviously. A lot of Grants Pass residents use it, and I don't know if that comes in the form of some help on the water, if there's some way to incentivize that.
Well,
but
the water issue is not as big as the sewer.
Have we ever scored?
Right, but water first can be done without the sewer for now. They just can't use it as
potable.
Water can
be done out there for
fire
by
suppression.
But has anybody ever scoped what it's going to take to get water from the main going along Monument out to the airport for standby water?
Now we know that's going to be a price.
Well, we know what the price is. I want to know what is that dollar and cent if you scope it and say, you know what, we've got an engineer's estimate that's what it's going to cost.
I think
I don't know how big the pipe needs to be. And
Rob has that. I've heard it before.
Have you? Okay.
A guesstimation.
Yeah, it'd be nice to know what that is because
we can do that without a sewer district.
We can do standby water out there legally.
Yeah.
We have a meeting upcoming, so I've been the liaison for the North Valley Industrial Park and the sewer system, and Director Brandis and I have had several meetings with board members and the school district regarding the infrastructure out there. So we're going to have another meeting kind of in the next phase and report to them. I believe it's focused on the April meeting, so unfortunately it has a couple months delay, but we believe that we're in a place to make the next steps, and then that would meet because the requirements at the airport is mostly going to be standby water. It's not going to be pouring additional water into the system.
Yeah.
It's not that it's going to provide alternate water for 20 buildings and all this other kind of stuff. The main thing was the main building water suppression, that standby water.
It's a large expense for just standby water.
I understand, yeah. But we have no emergency response other than if you can grab your personal hydrant and run
right.
for a plane.
Yeah, I understand.
There's a big safety issue there.
I think it'd be a great idea if we ever had one of, like, you retire one of your city fire trucks and you basically sell it for scrap,
mm-hmm.
and it still works and it still functions. I don't know why we don't have a fire engine out there.
Huh? You guys should. I
hadn't thought of that.
You should.
We don't.
No, well, and talking water and sewer.
Some training and certification.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, it does.
Well, but still, you got to start with an engine.
It'd be nice if economy of motion, if you were able to throw a sewer pipe in while you were tearing up the road, the water
yes.
and the sewer.
Yes.
And even if you couldn't
totally.
Use it yet, you'd have the infrastructure.
Absolutely. If there's going to be something
smart.
With tearing up the road,
that
let's
really
make sure
do
that we...
Do both, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So we need to get a bigger plan. I've been dealing with the sewer side of things. I have not necessarily been dealing with the water side of things, but we at some point will need to know the impacts.
Right.
There's also a concern that DEQ is not going to let an additional system go out in that area. And
so we just need to enhance the one we have, or, right?
Who is it?
DEQ.
Well, because I know Merlin is also chomping at the bit, not that it affects you guys as much, but... They tuck water and sewer out there sometimes, especially sewer.
Well, and what would be appropriate at that point is to look at, does the district expand? Do they do a different district and overlay? The water solubility in all of Merlin is crazy.
Yeah.
Businesses are having to pump out their septic Thanks. Systems at a rate that you shouldn't be doing every couple of years. They're doing it every month. I mean, it's outrageous.
That's
the
crazy.
Matter of groundwater seepage
yep.
into all of that septic system, and that's really the concern of the town of Merlin. But this would be a massive endeavor of engaging Merlin for that purpose. As you maybe saw with some sidewalks that went in, there is a concern that is the efforts to bring these safety concerns or these services trying to cause it to be a city and a municipality. But sewer systems, if your water soluble or your water table can't sustain it, you have to do other systems. And and so we do actually,
they're putting their freshwater in their
risk.
Aquifer at risk.
Oh, totally.
By not facing the sewer problem.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big,
that's a major problem.
And if they go, oh, we don't care. Yes, you do better. You better care. You
but,
soil that, you contaminate the aquifer, you're in trouble.
We did just leave the city behind though. Let's get back to them.
Well,
yep.
On Paradise Ranch,
yeah.
Part of that plat, which has already been approved,
yeah.
And I think DEQ even had, because there's an element in that plat for a state-of-the-art sewage treatment plant.
Yes.
And I think that sewage treatment plant, state-of-the-art, not like the old with the big pools and all the other stuff, but it's on Paradise Ranch. It's part of Paradise Ranch's plan,
mm-hmm.
and it would accommodate all three schools, the North Valley Industrial Park and the airport and Paradise Ranch all at once. That's what kind of plan it is.
Sure.
I remember that.
But I don't know if that's all outdated and does it work anymore or what.
Is that in your discussions?
I wouldn't ignore it.
It has been, and Rob, what would be appropriate probably is after we do the presentations to the school board is come give a presentation to you guys to get you up to speed.
Yeah.
And that would be what I would recommend. And if we needed... have it at a meeting like this where it's all of us and get that. That would be
right.
a good thing too. But so when the county got a grant to look at a multi-stage thing, the water soluble portion of that is what nicks that program. So we have to go back to what is in the area, what are we doing? And so there are some recommendations that will be coming forth and give us an opportunity to kind of plan for the future, but we should all be on the same page. But the first step is getting the school district on the, what page are they? And then we know where to go from there. And
right.
so we're preparing that report for their April school board meeting.
All right. Well, let me make sure we have time. We're running out. Did you have one more, sir?
No, so I had those. I
you
covered
got
them.
Yours out? Roy?
I have one thing to remember.
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. At our goal setting session this past weekend, we had a very lengthy discussion about the agenda. And the flow, and some major changes.
Or meetings or workshops or both?
Meetings.
Meetings, okay.
Not the workshop, just the meeting. Some major changes have been made. We're going to keep the public comment period at the end, like we have it now. We're moving the consent calendar to just before that, at the end, so that all business is conducted in, at the front end. In the public comment period, we're going to institute, you got to register. Have a blue card.
Yeah.
A mechanism will be made soon to register online. We're going to set, and you have to register.
Can't just come to the mic.
Just can't come to the mic.
Right.
Also, if more than two are on one subject, then that group has to pick somebody and they'll be given 5 minutes to cover that. The time for the public comment will be limited to 30 minutes.
The total time?
Total time.
Oh.
So if there's 40 people that want to speak, the mayor will shorten the presentations of everyone from 3 minutes to, say, 2 minutes or whatever to accommodate.
Oh, right. You'll have a calculation you can mm-hmm. do.
Yeah. We're working out the minute details.
Sure.
At this point. Dan?
Who's to determine, just say, when somebody's, because they're all going to write something on their blue card, you're going to give them the 3 minutes, they're going to start out on another subject, come back to their subject that they want.
The
Who stops that? Who stops that? Is
me.
That the you
mayor.
Stop it,
yeah.
And then you canvass the board, the council, and say, I think he's getting off topic. What do you say? Yes, you're gone.
I think it's just the mayor's discretion.
The
mayor?
It's his meeting.
No, because that's what's going to happen.
We know that.
We know that. All of us have been down this road before.
Yeah.
They start out with one thing and they turn around. Before you know it, you're talking about the third, the fourth bridge again.
Yeah.
Or whatever subject it is.
No, we're. My plan is to be very strict on that, especially at first.
Especially from the beginning, yeah.
I support you all the way, but I won't be at the meeting.
But,
good luck with
it. Yeah.
But you have to do something, yes.
Yeah, we have to do something because up until the last several months, it's been basically okay. Mm-hmm. There have been times when we had long periods. But one group has destroyed it for everybody.
And I don't see that changing anytime soon. So
I don't
better,
either.
Sooner you get out of the better.
Yeah, it seems to be ramping up.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
All right.
Yeah. And so there's going to be some minor things. What's going to happen is that the doors are going to be open at 5:30, and they can register there. The registration closes at 5:50. All the blue cards go to staff, and they collate them. And once they're collated, they hand them to me.
Yeah, probably with a suggestion for timing if there is too many.
Right.
Well, it sounds like a good plan, Roy.
The warming center?
Yeah.
Do you know when it's opening?
No.
No, I haven't heard.
Okay.
No.
It was supposed to be this week, but I have not heard definitely.
1st of February.
The warming center okay.
Yeah.
So it's not...
You'd have to contact Kelly for that.
Okay, so it's not on the city's side that it's not going forward. The city's given full blessing. It's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay. The county was contacted about opening the fairgrounds until the warming center could open.
Mm.
And so trying to figure out, well...
I'm a no.
Well, and there's a whole lot more involved in that than just, you know, people like, well, declare an emergency and Red Cross will do it. No, Red Cross will not do it. There's very specific...
They have criteria. Yeah.
Correct.
I'm a no because our fairgrounds, if you look at the bookings out there at the fairgrounds, we're going to have to bump somebody or they're going to be right next to... Somebody is having a wedding reception in the floral building and your warming center's next door and everybody goes free cake over next door and the next thing you know you're in trouble.
I know
I don't think it's the proper thing to do. It's my own, you know, so put your bowl of milk somewhere else.
I was just trying to be aware of where's the status of it for the sake of when people are asking us, we can give them an answer of this isn't waiting on government. This is waiting on something else.
Yeah, I think the best thing is to refer them to UCAN and Kelly Wessels.
Okay. It was UCAN that asked us to open the fairgrounds, so I'm trying to figure out the why of that.
Yeah.
No.
I'll follow up.
But the last word I heard was it was the end of this month.
I'm a resounding no.
We're 12:02.
Thank
you. Call it. Anything else?
Thank you.
We're going to end this meeting 12:02.